bitch make the fucking world go around. That's a motto right there. If you don't got to, if you don't got to bring in your life, I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know what you're doing.
You may as well ask God to just redo it.
That's a good question. Okay, let me ask you this. Even before we get started, do you fuck with other people with your name? You have a very common name. That's so crazy. If your name Dylan, I just feel like I automatically fuck with you, bro.
Fuck that shit. Because my name ain't Brianna is common, but Brianni, and the way mine is spelled, if I see somebody, like even sometimes when people compliment my name over the phone, it's like you probably finna go tell your friend who pregnant to name their kid Brianni because you love it so much. I always get compliments on my name. So I, even if I'm like creating an account.
You feel like somebody jocking your shit?
Why do you have to be me? And I'd be like, okay, how old is she? Because because if she's it's like, me, that's younger. You got that for me.
You got that. You might be.
I ain't never met nobody older than me. Name me. I'm just saying.
That's real talk. Shout out to the one and the only.
The one and the only.
The one and the only. Because that's the only one I know.
That's the only one.
I know a lot of Briannas.
Right. I know some I went to school with two Briannis, but Brianni. Briannis.
Not Briannis.
Yeah, that's the.
You see it.
That's
T. That's T for y'all.
Like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I could press. Told on my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets. Getting foreign head from a bad bitch from Budapest. Call your bet. Cause I'm just trying to get a quick check. Then rest with my face in between. Bro,
let's do this.
We got lights, camera. It's all about that action.
Come on.
Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, Son of the Waves. This is What's the Mother Loving Wave. Be sure to like, share, subscribe, tell your auntie because this is her favorite podcast. I can't lie about it. But we got a very, very special episode today because I have a legend, a one and only, because you have never heard a name like this one. We have the great Brianni.
She's here.
In the building. Come on. She has arrived. How you doing this lovely, lovely Sunday?
I'm doing cool.
Come on.
It's a beautiful Sunday.
Right, right. It's been a little cloudy. You know that he's been on and off in our area, but you know, it's been all right. We out here. You know, it's a lovely day. I got a lovely show planned. You know, threw out a couple topics beforehand to let her meditate on and all that good stuff. Another rapid wave segment. I'm very excited to see how that's going to roll out. I think I got some good questions to pick your brain on that. And then, you know, we'll get into the brand, the board in the house. As you see, we got it right here on the table. The original. This was the first. The
original. Yes, sir.
And then we got two more. We got to blame it on the drink and blame it on the drink again.
LGBTQ. Plus.
No. Plus edition. Come on, man, because we all inclusive over here. That's what we do.
We don't discriminate.
Always, always. But without further ado, let's get into the podcast. First of all, I've been doing these monthly campaigns this year. Last month was Super June. I asked people, you know, how they show off their superpowers and all that good stuff. This month, July, what you rep? What you represent? You know, so my birthday month. Shout out to my cancers out there. Just found out, you know, cancer gang. You know what it is. You know, fellow cancers in the building.
Right.
And you know, I've been doing my Vans thing. You know, Vans, tag Vans. Every time you see me on your social media feed, tag Vans.
Thanks.
All month, baby. Because I feel those are some things that represent me. So I want to ask you as the guest, what are some things you feel you represent, and some things that represent you, just as a person or the brand that you are.
I mean, the Bay Area as a whole.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
That's the culture.
More specifically, the V.
Yes.
You know, I definitely feel like, you know, we represent for the V.
Come on.
For women, entrepreneurs, the mothers.
Come on. Come on.
You know, just all that in a nutshell.
Yeah, come on. That's easy. Yeah, that's real easy. I mean, you do identify with a lot of those things, and you do, it seems like you are proud of those.
Yeah,
some
definitely.
Things you're proud of. Yeah, I feel that. I feel that. Because that's what, you know, we're here doing that. What's the Wave? Just cultivating, showing love. Putting all up for Vallejo, for the Bay Area, and for all the brands that we bring on, because that's what it's about. But I'm glad to hear. Glad to hear, you know, take pride in what you see. Take pride in what you stand for. So keep it going. Not just all month, but you feel me? Always.
All the ways.
Always.
Come on. So, riding the wave.
Come on, man. We here. I'm about to say, what's the way, baby? Catch us every Wednesday. Next up, trendy news. I know you've been on Twitter seeing all this stuff. As a mother yourself, there's all this food for the kids. The McDonald's. As this, I don't have kids, so I got to get your perspective. How do you or would you deal with that in that situation? Have you had to deal with that situation?
I ain't never had to deal with that situation, to be honest. I feel like...
Was she wrong? Was he wrong?
She was wrong for recording it. So I never watched the whole video. I had just saw, you know, little snippets. And I heard what I needed to hear.
Right, right.
Bring my kids some food. Like, that's what I'm saying. Just, I mean, I get it. You don't know people's finances. I get that.
Right.
But the 20 piece is like $5-$10 at McDonald's. Grab the 20 piece. Yeah, show some love. It's just like, I mean, I feel like she was wrong for recording it because At the end of the day, everybody in the house don't have to eat McDonald's. I know you got a little something in that refrigerator.
Go
you can
get
cook
that
up.
Corn dog. Go get that little chicken nuggets.
Get the little noodles.
Go get a little cup of noodle. You know.
Right, a cup of noodle.
Come on.
But it's like for recording it.
That's what I think. Yeah, I think I was doing too much.
Too far.
I was talking to some other people saying either take your child and remove them, take them out. You feel me? That situation, because it's just you showing up with food for one.
Right.
Just take your baby, take them with you, take them to McDonald's, go eat, bring them back. Right. Or if you don't bring one, if you're not going to bring food for everybody, don't bring no food.
Right, and I get it. If it's your kid, okay, I get that. Okay, yeah, you feeding your kid. Totally understandable, but you knew.
Right. That when there's other kids over there,
right?
Like, is that the principle? Because I'm about to say a lot of people stand on that principle, like, well, you knew it was hella other kids over there.
That's hella foul. I just feel like, you know, your real nigganess is
that
is
yeah.
down.
Yeah,
you lost the point.
Lost a couple notches. I mean? I feel
right.
Like, yeah. Everybody say that. That's valid. That's valid. I get taking care of you, just you and yours. But
right, let's be a real nigga.
Yeah,
you know, I'm an advocate. You ask me what I represent. The real niggas.
The real niggas. No. Come on. Every day. Come on, man. But that's just a funny situation. I just feel like it's been a topic
right.
all week. It's hilarious to me. The girl made another follow-up video talking about, this is who I am. Am I wrong? I see y'all talking about me.
She knew what she was doing.
She knew what she
People would do anything to go viral these days. That's crazy. Really tea. Because I heard it was fake, if we're really being honest. But
but it's cold because... that wouldn't be unbelievable if it was. Like, you see, like, people can... It's to that point to where social media has people so fucking contaminated
right.
in that mind space. It's wild. If you're doing that for views, lying on your baby, like...
Right, it's like, come on now.
And putting your business out there for for reaction to...
Right, it's foul. I bet
she finna drop a mixtape next week, you know? No, I'm just kidding. I promise you she is.
Right. Oh, I know what God. This is.
Yeah, come on. It's all a scheme. It's all a scheme. But no, that's been some funny stuff. But also, in more debate... you was just also on the socials. Like I said, I had to bring you in because we both represent Vallejo, and we're proud of our city, but we also proud of what we eat. And you know I represent my favorite truck, La Piñata. Shout out to all, you know, the yellow truck on Broadway. And we put me in Podcast Bree. You know, we do our foodie features. We told everybody to go. She got a free drink. I seen that.
Yeah, that drink was delicious.
But everything else...
Let's get into it.
So I need to know, what do you rep as your taco truck in the V, and why was it not La Piñata? Because that's the class of the city right there. When
and
it comes
is.
To it.
And that's why I'm so confused. You know, my city has failed. What? Everybody, like, since high school, like, saying a yellow truck. But I'm like, you know, these days I've been a little classy. You know, I don't really go to taco trucks. I go to, like, the Mexican restaurant.
Oh,
the one by...
Restaurante.
Yeah, real fancy.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Upper echelon.
But, right.
Okay. We see her now.
So I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and try it. La Piñata, if you're watching this, you guys were delightful. Really nice people. You know what I mean? But that burrito...
It just wasn't. Which one did you get? Steak or chicken?
I got chicken. And that's what everybody was saying. I felt like the whole Vallejo was in my DM. So you know what? I hope y'all tuning in.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's
real
talk.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Because I don't know. When I usually go, I always would recommend a steak burrito first. That's everywhere, because I feel like that's just what you get. Like, when you go to a steakhouse, you get a steak. You go to a taco truck, you gotta get a steak
figure,
burrito.
Dylan.
It's okay. It's okay. But I usually get the two chicken tacos, two steak tacos, and my shit always be candy.
See?
Check out the foodie feature. You'll see that. Yeah.
Yeah. See, listen. Everybody was like, you got to get the tacos from La Piñata and the burritos from across... No. Yeah. You're supposed to get tacos from there and burritos from across the street.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, if it got to be terms
and
conditions,
I love that
I don't way. Want it. I don't want it.
But then you went across the way and said La Jolla?
La Jolla.
That's the purple and orange one. It'd be in the little back by the, I think the little veterinary hospital right behind there.
Right there.
Okay. Yeah. I was a La Jolla fan before I went to La Piñata. Because I used to fuck with Dos Hermanos over there by Buds and shit. When for real. We ain't gonna bring that up. But that was when I first, but then I elevated to La Jolla. Everybody's like, go over here.
See?
La Jolla, they steak burritos, A1. I love it.
Yeah, see,
but
I
then
try
La
steak
Piñata, that's, Hollywood. I feel like it's just a...
I ain't tried the steak.
Okay.
So steak, I mean, I don't eat steak, but I will eat steak, like from La Jolla.
La Jolla?
Yeah, that steak is tremendously smacking. No.
It's a little dry, but it's good.
Yeah, it's a little dry.
Now, it's a little dry. It's a little dry, but it's good though.
But yeah, I say, I mean, I don't know. I haven't tried all the food trucks in the V.
Because you know we got a, like you said, a steak and shrimp fried truck.
Right, a steak, exactly.
Like that's Lonchera Mi Cocina.
See,
yeah, I've been studying.
No, I've been on the locations.
That's the one on Georgia by the Billiards place, by Las Billiards.
Okay.
Then you got them. You a little huh?
Oh, my God. You know what I mean? I feel like you, the only reason you can go wrong with a burrito or a taco is if you don't season the meat. I'm not really a steak eater.
Gotcha.
So you got the chicken, just marinate it. Yeah. Put a little flavor on it. Make it, I want it to be red. Yeah. You know? So I know something, it's
something. Yes. I feel that. I could go with that
so
one.
So, yeah. La piñata.
Y'all, hey, y'all, still, no y'all still number one. Y'all,
but that Coke was good. Shout out to What's the Wave and Podcastbury. And they popped it open for me. Southern hospitality.
With that burrito. I'm done. Uh-huh. It's okay. I'm about to say, drop a comment below. Tag somebody. Like I said, Let us know because we really want to know what the best taco truck in below is. We got a lot of them. You even got, like I said, we didn't even bring up what it's the red truck right by the tire shop.
The
right
long.
By
there. Oh, that's the shop.
That's right? I think that's the foot long to order. So, well, we've been to burrito. It's a lot of them, but let us know what y'all think the best taco truck is because it clearly is La Piñata. But hey, that's neither here nor there. Real quick now, before I get into the rapid way segment because I'm really looking forward to that. Let's just talk a little bit about the board game, the board in the house. You got three editions now. Well, two and a half. Because, you know, we're very inclusive and stuff like that. We'll talk about the first one in a little bit, but the blame it on the alcohol one.
Blame it on the drink.
On alcohol. Yeah. I'm already drunk. So you feel me?
Right. He's drunk.
Blame it. This is the lettuce, guacamole, bacon, tomato, quesadilla plus version. You feel me? Shout out to the Elemental P community.
Come on.
And this is the blame it on the drink version. Mm-hmm. I know a little more about this one, so I'm going to wait till we get the story arc at the end.
Yeah.
But these ones, explain to the people how did this second version come about.
Now, I need you to turn to the side. Mm-hmm. Show them the side. Get that in the camera. Okay, I ain't going to do it because my nails ain't done.
This one?
On the side. That one there. No, this one? Freaks. No.
Oh, the freaks?
You see freaking. The side? Yeah.
Oh, blame it on the.
You see the side, man? Yeah, there we go.
There we go. There
now
we
that
go.
One there, for the that's for the freaks. That this ain't for what you play with your friends and family. No.
Okay.
That's what you play after dark when the lights is off. You see the art on there.
Yeah.
It gets real.
That's good to know.
Come on.
Because I would have brought this out at the wrong time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People be like, oh, you got to.
It's not a party game.
No, it's a party game, all right.
Exclusive party.
Right, exclusive party. But see, that one there is what you play.
Yeah.
In the sheets.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that one gets the party started. You know, it saved a lot of relationships and marriages and everything.
I bet it has.
Would you ask me what I rep?
No. What you rep? Come on, we rep happy relationships.
Happy relationships.
Rekindling. However you can. Yeah.
Come on.
That's lovely. And how did this one, where did that one spiral off from just a regular board game? Because, you know, keeping it more family friendly, you know, a little bit more, you know, social fun.
Right.
And then you just like, hey, we're going to have to take it after dark. Where did that kind of rise
up? So before I made these, I was doing them handmade. And so I did like a lot of different versions, So that one was like a really popular one. Everybody was trying to get it on.
Okay.
So I was like, you know what? It's time. I was going to do a board game. I'm like, you know, nobody want to be whipping out a big board game.
Facts.
You know, when it's time.
In the bedroom. Board game in the bedroom. Right. What's up, baby? Let's play chess. What's up, baby? Let's play some chess.
Right, I'm crying. So I'm like, you know what? Something hard.
King me, sorry.
Something simple.
I'm sorry. I had to. King me.
So I'm like, you know what? It's only right. And it's crazy that you said blame on the alcohol because at first when I was trying to come up with the name, I'm like, blame on alcohol. I'm like,
Yeah.
A little, Yeah. So I had to reach out to my friends. I'm like, what can I use instead of alcohol? And shout out to Twan, TT.
There you go.
But Twan was like, drink. I'm like, you know what?
Blame it on drink.
You all right with me.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Blame it on a drink. So then from there, I was like, you know, that's what it is. And that one there, that's the best seller. Like, you're bored in the house, it's cool, nice. But blame it on a drink.
So it's kind of a way, because I haven't played it yet or really seen it or read the rules yet. So I'm guessing it involves maybe a couple cards, shots involved, maybe some truth or dare, some tit for tat type ordeals.
I wouldn't say truth or dare.
Okay.
A whole bunch of dare.
A whole bunch of dare in there. Oh, dare. The drink will make it dare.
It's like the same thing as boarding house, kind of. It's just in the card version. So, like, before you start, y'all both got to take two shots because we don't have no time for no shyness.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Up.
We blame it on the drink. Whatever happens when you play that game,
blame
it on the drink.
Blame it on
the...
And that's that. So this is the ultimate exactly. So whatever happened last night, it was because of the blame it on.
I don't know that woman.
I don't know. We was just here. Things happened.
One thing led to another.
Exactly. That's lovely. I like that. So
thanks.
Let's keep it rolling. And like you said, we got the all inclusive version as well. Where did you get that idea? Was that just something you've been wanting to do, or is that just kind of like, oh, I could just maybe quick fix.
No,
quick
that was
that.
The same thing when I was making them handmade. LGBTQ plus. they wanted one too. So I was like, okay, you know, I don't really know much, but I had to use my imagination.
Yeah.
And reach out to some freaks.
Yeah, okay.
And
some little resources.
Right, you know. Some little resources. And then voila. It's kind of like the same thing, but it's just, you know, it's for the culture. It's for the culture.
It's for the culture. It's for the culture, man. We represent it for everybody. We love it, man. You know, Frisco around the corner. So
right.
Did you go Pride this year?
No, no? I was what I was doing another event that day. I don't really remember, but I was doing another event that day, so I couldn't go to Pride. Oh, the BossCon.
Yeah, I did
the BossCon, so I couldn't do the Pride. But
how was that? Let's speak to that. I seen you out there. You feel me? LaRussell out there putting in work. A lot of Vallejo brands representatives out there holding it down. How was that?
It was crack-a-lacking. It was fun. It was a good time. It was good to meet other brands and people and talk and stuff like that. So it was good.
That's what's up. Okay, yeah, hell yeah. Without further ado, we're going to wrap it up for most of the first topics because I got to get this rapid wave segment off. This is going to be very, very beautiful. And then we're going to get into the brand that Board in the House is. And I can't wait to see what's next because we already got two great things. So we already know it's just going to keep rolling out. But some of these questions are going to be yes or no, this or that, tit for tat. Some you might have to simmer on a little bit. So
okay, so I can simmer.
You can simmer. Cool. Take your time.
No, sometimes I just say the first thing I just blurt out.
Yeah, of course. If that's what it is, I want your natural reaction. But if you got to think on it, that's absolutely fine. Okay, we here. What's the way? We take our time. Come on. Number one, Pepsi or Coca-Cola?
I don't really do soda, but if I had to choose, right.
Coca-Cola. Okay, I got that. Do you prefer marijuana or alcohol?
Marijuana.
Okay, I got you. With that being said, indica, sativa?
Indica. Because they say indica in the couch.
In the couch. Yes. Yeah, I got you. I'll triple down on that one. Papers, wraps, or woods?
So at this point in my life, papers.
Nice.
The old me, backwood burner.
I'm a backwood burner. To this day, I can't steer away. I try to take paper breaks.
Healthy. You know, be getting older. So we got to. Gotta look out for ourselves.
Yeah, I'll be I know I'm skinny. I can't keep all this fried food. You know, gotta be mindful. So, okay, next one. Would you rather go out to a party or the club or a kickback?
Kickback.
Exactly. Catch us at the pergola later. Shout out LaRussell, man. That's why big vibes.
Popping in a pergola.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's gonna be. Next, best hood snack. What was your favorite hood snacks? Maybe Kool-Aid pickle.
I was just about to say pickles and Kool-Aid every Thursday. Just get pickles and Kool-Aid.
That's the one.
What a time to be alive. Cool. Yeah, I'm getting some after this. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Do your thing. My first one come to mind is eating Top Ramen Roll. Crack the bag. Crunch it up. Shake it up. Oof. Pour the packet in there. Shake it up. Just eat it like a freaking bag of chips.
You said you be doing that stuff?
Nah.
I
cook on the stove now.
Boy, an elevated.
Tell them about me.
They better ask about it.
Okay. us being, I don't even say old heads now, but you know, 90s babies. I usually ask the two, but now I got to throw the Holy Trinity in there.
Come on.
Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, or Disney Channel? Which one you rocking with?
Nickelodeon.
Oh, I'm telling you. Yeah, you already know.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob Fairy Out of Jimmy Neutron. That's my Holy Trinity. I always say that. You feel me? That's my top three right there. Okay, that's good. New one. Dream car. What's one of your dream cars? You might have many. It could be some new, some old, some that don't even exist yet.
I need something that don't exist yet. I want my dream car to be the one that fly in the air.
Yeah, really? Yeah. You want the first little?
Yes, I want to be up in the sky looking down on everybody.
Hovercraft out here. She's trying to. Okay, I see.
Yeah, it's gonna be out.
Yeah,
y'all ain't hear this from me, but it's coming soon. I mean, dream car as of now on the land,
right? You got what, G-Wagons? You got Teslas now.
I mean, Teslas are cool.
Yeah, go get an old school. You know,
I don't really know dream car. I mean. Really, if we're being honest,
That's all we want to hear.
My whole life, I always plan on being chauffeured. Didn't really plan on, you know what I mean, driving.
I love that. That's off the wall.
So, what? Black trucks, black GMC. Was that it?
Yep. She's like, whatever the back of the suburban. That's lovely. Dream car is not to drive.
Pretty. Come on now.
Got you.
That's a dream.
I got you. That's wonderful. I love that answer. I'm glad I put that on. I'm going to keep that one going. Remind me that real. Keep that one on there. Dream car. You like smoking. You said you're a marijuana user. What is one of your smoke session pet peeves?
When somebody is talking, when it's time to pass the blunt. Pass the blunt. We do this conversation after. What is all this and
Let's
that?
Let's talk after we're high.
Right. Yeah. Well, exactly. Yeah. Why do we need to take all the, now the blunt out? Now we got to relight it. It's just.
It's a lot.
It's too much.
Let's be quiet. Chill, smoke, down. And then we can talk.
Exactly.
I like that. Come on. Of course, I got to ask you, I'm a superhero nerd. So any superpower you could have, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I just thought about something, but I ain't gonna say it.
Okay. Say it. We here. What's the wave?
What's the wave
uncut? What's the wave uncut? Explicit. Come on, about to say. Like I said, we already putting on for the.
Okay, you said just one?
That's cool. There could be something random, too.
I know. I'm like, if I had a superpower, I don't know. I kind of feel like I got the superpower already. But you know what? If I could have the real superpower, I need to know when people lying. Because I need to know. But I feel like I be knowing now. You know, I'm very in tune.
That's good, yeah.
But I need to know when people lying. Because if you lying to me, like, why you got to lie?
That's good. That's good. Not even read mine, just like being able to tell when a person telling the truth or lying.
Right. Tell the truth or lying. Yeah, read the minds. I don't want to know what's on your mind.
Right. Exactly. That's a lot. That could be a lie.
Right. Yeah. I don't know all that. I just want to know if you're lying.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I like that one. I like that one. Okay, next one. If you could go pro in any sport, what sport would you go pro in?
Cheerleading. Is that a sport?
We'll take it. You can take it. You can get paid. You could go. I think go pro in cheerleading.
Yeah,
I think
pro
so.
Gym,
I get that one.
Yeah.
Where? She's like, cheer at heart.
Cut that part out. No, just playing.
Cheer at heart. Cheer at heart. We'll take it. This one I forgot to write down, but I'm going to throw that in there. If you had a rap name, what's your rap name?
Brianni. Because we got to, you know what I mean?
Just by the name.
Just by the name. The one
that
and only.
That is damn near hella solid, too, for a rap name.
Come on now. Who, like, who
I
rapper you
I could have come out just as Dylan. That's what. You feel me? Like, it's not going here.
You know,
Son of the Waves. I could do something.
You know what I mean? Right. Son of the Waves. Yeah, Son of the Waves. If I wanted to be hip, I'd probably do like, you know, $3, you know, something like that. But Brianni, the one and only. Got to keep it going.
That's cool. Okay. Last question. And this one's going to be very off the wall, but I want to hear your perspective. National TV. No consequences. Anybody in the world, who would you want to slap the fuck out of? no repercussions in front of the national millions. And you just because for whatever reason.
Oh, this is a good one.
It could be the way they don't lace their shoes right. Just you don't like that. How the hairline sit.
Yeah, I know who.
Famous, personal. Who would you want to slap in front of everybody? So I want to get that.
You know what? I know exactly who. Charles from Diary of a Mad Black Woman. Oh, I seen what you did to Kimberly Elise. I like that. You had two girls on her, and they needed you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I see you,
just know
it's on and popping. Cause he gonna see this. Yeah, he know what the wave is.
He already know.
Yeah, Charles for sure.
Hey, we ain't running from no smoke. Charles.
Come on, Charles.
We're running from no smoke, and we'll get it national televised as well. We can make it happen.
Right, we can make it happen. But yeah, that's the first person. Cause I was just talking about that yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's the first person that come to mind. But boy,
that's a list. The person. I'm about to say, right. It could be fictional or not. Just had you fucked up.
He had me fucked up. Like I said, because you didn't have to do her like that. Put her out.
I'm a superhero fan. Avengers Endgame, Star-Lord. They was finna get Thanos' whole glove off. And Star-Lord want to get emotional, punch him in the face. They could have been one. I know you probably don't recollect. It's okay. I slapped the fuck out of you, Chris Pratt, for that. Chris, I know you the real nigga, but Star-Lord, I'm slapping the mess out of you, blood.
Let's get into it.
We didn't even have to snap everybody away, blood. Oh, my God.
Right, like, hey, what's all that about?
But no, that's a good one. Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you for that, Brianni. That was a good rapid wave. And I love the perspective. I love the perspective. Yes. Quick shout out to my sponsors holding this down. If y'all watching, Vintage Variation, go shop Vintage Variation always. Shout out my boy Anthony, still holding it down. We got a lot of stuff rolling out this summertime, so stay tuned for that. Become Cosmetics. Shout out my big cuz doing her thing for real. Rebranding the brand right now, but she got some major stuff rolling out soon. So stay privy. And of course, the whole production team, Real Productions. As you see, we got the whole setup. If you need some what is this, stitch and sew?
Right.
If you need some videos, cut you feel sew. Me, cut and sew, you feel me, knitted or stitched, man, we here, man. Shout out Real World Productions. Tap in with him, hit him on the email, you feel me, DM me, you feel me. He ain't got the Instagram yet, but he got a little Twitter, you feel me. We'll make sure y'all get in contact always. But other than that, let me ask you, I like being put on, you know, we're millennials, we consume a lot of media. We're always on our phones, always on the screen, some way, somehow.
Right.
What are some things you've been watching lately? TV-wise, movie-wise, even just on the socials, TikToks, maybe a couple TikTokers you've been watching, some Instagrammers.
I'm definitely TikTok. I don't really watch TV like that, mm-hmm. to be honest. I watch TV if I have company, Right, that about it. Mm-hmm. TikTok for sure. TikTok has me in a chokehold.
Really?
I just love it so much because it's like, you know, people can be themselves on there and it'd be all the scenarios for me. Yeah. People be going on there and it's like, you could hear a sound, but then when somebody put a different caption and it's hilarious. Yeah. I be in my house cracking up like in literal tears.
What side of talk are you on? Because I know I guess that's the thing I'm learning now. Like you got gym talk and fit talk and skateboard talk and black girl power talk and weed talk. Like I'm learning about that's what they call it now. So.
Yeah, they got all type of talks.
What talk are you on at the moment?
I be on my For You page, honestly. And I feel like my For You page is very curated, just really to me. I just scroll and I be cracking up. So I don't really have a specific talk, but I will find myself in a, what is it called? The in a I'm just say a doozy. I'll be in a doozy. I can't find a word, for lack of a better word. I'll be in a doozy. I'll go and I'll be looking at one thing and I'll be like, ooh.
Oh,
and
then I'll have fall down that rabbit hole.
The rabbit hole. Yep. I'll be in the rabbit hole.
Doozy sound better, yeah.
Yeah, doozy.
You just be in a doozy. You just be whew.
Right. So I'm like, you know, I'll be in clean talk. I'll be in there learning stuff. Mm-hmm. I'll be cracking up.
That's what
all
people
this stuff.
Say.
Yeah.
You can just go to TikTok and learn stuff.
You
now.
Really, really can. That's why, I mean, you know, yeah, have you laughing and all this and all that. Mm-hmm. But it really does. Like, you can learn a lot on TikTok.
Yeah.
And that's why I said that if they charge, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't, you know, cut it off. Cut the camera off.
We don't put that on airway. Put
right.
it on airway.
But if for real, if they start charging, I would pay for TikTok.
Really? You like Crazy. It that much? My, yeah. my favorite social media app is Twitter. Always going to be Twitter. I feel it's the best just app out.
Twitter is cool. Twitter over Instagram.
Instagram, it's starting to be like...
Yeah, a doozy.
It's just a promotional
doozy.
Platform. It's a
it
doozy.
Is, definitely. I feel like soon enough, it's going to be all like business, promo, yeah. all this and all that. Because ain't no...
That's TikTok. What it is. It's really a lot of networking. Yeah, TikTok is hilarious, man. Great content. Okay, I could dig it. I could dig it. Music now. What have you been listening to lately? What's been on your playlist? What's been your vibe these last maybe week or so? If you could just recollect what you maybe slap on the way to work, on the way to, you know, pick up the baby boy, anything like that, what you've been listening to?
I've been listening to Lil Kayla, Son of Man.
Oh.
What's the song?
You've been getting loud. I love it. Okay.
That's my song.
Uh-huh. I love Bay Area.
I listen to like a lot of Bay Area music.
Same.
I just recently started to get into R&B, but I'm really like, I love rap. Yeah. Should have been a rapper.
Yeah, come on. It ain't never too late, man.
Thank for me.
It's okay.
But Lil Kayla and Stunna Man for sure.
Yeah.
No, La Russell got a new freestyle out.
Yes,
been listening to that.
We're going to see that at the Pergola Live.
Popping at the Pergola. I've been listening. Oh, God. Said I was gonna take this to my grave because when I first heard it, I was like, "What the hell is this?" But now I'm like, "What the hell is this?"
What you been starting what I mean? Some UK drill rap or something?
I'm on one, Future and Drake, and I love
there
Drake down.
There you go,
down okay. to the ground. But his verse on there was just kind of like, "Where's the substance?" You know what I mean?
Gotcha,
so, but
gotcha.
The beat got me in a chokehold. So that's been my jam.
Mm-hmm.
And even new Drake. At first,
yeah,
I was
new
like,
Drake? I haven't really tapped in. I heard one or two songs. It's been cool. The one 21 Savage, I forget the name of it, but that one's solid.
Yeah.
It's been all right. It's all right.
But other than that, I mean, really, I've been listening to a lot of old stuff, too. I'm waiting for these Bay Area people to put out their music so we can, you know, nod our heads
on, exactly.
and smoke our... Well, I forgot I'm clean now.
We're sober for the time being.
But yeah, I listen to a lot of Bay Area music.
That's what's up. Beyonce dropping soon. How do you feel about that? You waiting on? Well, I about to say when does that drop in? I know
the end of July.
Okay,
the end of July.
Are you waiting on that tough, or are you just like we'll get it when we get it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. She's like, she waiting for the takeover.
I love B. You know they call me Beyonce out here. Yeah, you know what I mean, and I love B. I do, but it's kind of like the music now is just, you know,
we need her to come back.
We need that shit talking. Yeah. You know, bossy, rolling our neck type of music. I mean, and it is, it's just very woke. And I'm, you know, all for woke music, but you kind of got to be in a mood to hear certain stuff.
Right.
And I'm not saying.
There's a mood for everything. There's a mood for Kendrick, there's a mood for Drake, there's a mood for Cole.
He's always in a mood for Drake. I was with you until you said that. I'm always in a mood for Drake. But Beyonce, you know, her music just, I mean, maybe it's just empowering. Mm-hmm. I mean, which is good, but I want to hear some.
Yeah, there's some shit be talked.
Right, exactly. Come on, bring that old beat back.
That's why that little Caleb been on lately.
That's what I'm saying. Come on, 11-11, God send me a nigga with them racks.
Come talk your shit. Ouch, I love it. We gonna really skip over to sports talk. Like I said, you're not the huge sports. Shout out your Warriors. You know, rep the Warriors, rep the Bay. They got their chip. You think they gonna go back again next year? You feel like? I'll just throw that out there.
I mean, well, I've seen a couple people got traded and all this and all that. So, I mean, is traded the term?
You can say that.
Well, as long as Steph Curry is on the team and Draymond Green, I think we're in good hands.
Yeah,
I think we can do this. You know,
she got faith in her squad. Faith
I got
in her
faith
squad.
In the squad. Come on, Warriors.
Okay. I'm a sorry ass Knicks fan, so I'm not even gonna talk about my squad. We'll be that to the wayside like a dead boat. We'll go to. I was gonna say NFL, but you don't really watch a lot of football.
Not at all.
So
I don't even know what's when they throw the ball. I don't even really know what's going on. I'm like, what?
Run that way. Go squad. Go.
Right when they get to the close to the touchdown, it's like okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'd be like,
it's okay. We'll leave it there for sports. You know, it's been off season for really both leagues anyway. So we're gonna wrap it up because I need the full breakdown. I need the whole story arc.
Come on.
Kind of the overall. thread that connects the start to finish. Well, not even finish because it's not done yet. So give me the origin story. When did the idea spark? When did you, were you bored in the house when it happened?
Literally.
Or just was it, yeah, how did the idea arise?
Game night. It was a game night during the pandemic, of course. We couldn't do anything. We couldn't go outside, so people was getting innovative. So we had a game night, and my friend actually was like, we should play this tonight, blah, blah, blah. So as I'm making it, I'm like, you know what? No, we're going to say this instead of this. Like, we're going to put ass instead of, we're just going to throw some off the wall
stuff.
Some
little variables in there.
Yeah, some little variables. So it was fun. We had a good time. Mm-hmm. So I posted on my Instagram, like, y'all, if y'all want to get fucked up, y'all need to do this game, blah, blah. And so I'm like, if y'all want me to make it, no. A couple of months after that, somebody had reached out and was like, can you make me one? And I was like, you know, people still thinking about this? Like, you know, okay. So I posted on my Instagram because I started getting excited. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to add this. I started going to the store like, ooh, shot glass and put that on there.
Ooh.
So when I made hers, I had posted. I'm like, y'all let me know if y'all want me to make y'all one. Blase, blase. And like overnight, 40 people was like, I need one. Make me one, blah, blah. I'm like, wow. So it's time to turn this into a business. So overnight, I'm like, I need to create an Instagram for this because I'm not about to be doing this off my page. I was overwhelmed. Like, it was the DMs were, it was just too much.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I need a name for it. And I couldn't think of a name. So I called my sister, like, because my sister is very creative. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I need a name. Like, it got to be something I got to do with the board game, blah, blah. And we came up with Board in the House. And I was
it's genius.
It's
a board game in the house. Right. You're bored in the house. Board just play in the on house. Words. It's exactly. easy. It's easy.
And so the next day was the Instagram. I'm like, all right. It's time. We're doing this. And so this was, it's crazy. I never sat down and was like, oh, I'm going to make a board game or blah, blah, which is really, really crazy to me. And I always just tell this because it's like, I felt like this just fell in my lap.
Yes, it's real. That's real.
I never thought about doing this in my life. So for it to come and I, like I said, I was making them handmade at first and they start taking off and it was like, all right. Y'all taking up my little weekends, my weekdays, like, you know, every day, Dylan.
It's true.
Every day
they
was
say
like,
chase your dreams, quit your 9-to-5 to work 24/7.
Yeah. And see, at the time I was laid off too. So I had nothing but time, but still it was like, this is a lot. People, it's like everybody was having an event every damn day.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
A lot of work. So I'm like, okay, you know, it's time to, what's the next step? So I remember I had ordered like hella blank board games. I was like, okay, maybe I can write it with a Sharpie instead. Like, you know, but I'm like, you know what? We ain't doing that.
Right.
So I dug a little deeper and I was like, let me do my research. And then after that, I was like, I went and I looked at a board game. I'm like, what do I need from this board game to be able to create something? So I just analyzed. And after that, I was like, ooh, okay. If I do this and I can maybe do that. And then after that, it was a wrap. And now I know the formula. It's like, okay. It's on and cracking.
Lovely. It's lovely. Speaking to finding that formula, give me one of those hiccups, one of those things you had to deal with. Maybe it was sourcing the right materials, products, maybe marketing yourself at the Instagram. Can you speak a little bit more to one of those just like hardships you had to overcome?
Yeah, so many.
A lot. No, always. But, real shit.
I mean, I would say the biggest one is just finding somebody to bring your vision to life. Because you can find a manufacturer, you know, they can, they'll make the product, but the actual image, like for the first one, I'm like, I need it to be a color. I don't need this to look like something somebody gonna wanna pick up if they see it on the shelf.
Right.
Like, I don't want it to be boring or just words. I need images. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, we need some sisters and brothers on the front.
Facts.
You know, like, let's be honest.
Representation,
like,
baby.
What I represent.
What we represent, and come on.
But like, for real, I feel like, you know, for a while, for a long time, we see other faces on the stuff, and that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in 2022. We're woke now.
Facts.
Throw us on the front.
Always.
Yeah. So
not in the back of the bus. Come on, the front page, on the front. Baby. We're on the front page.
What Rosa said?
She's nah, none of that, nah.
I'm crying.
We love. No,
but
that's
dope. So
hell yeah.
That was really. I feel like one of the biggest hiccups. It's still a hiccup too, because, you know, you can have a. I mean, I can have a designer for something and then it's like, you know, that was cool for this. But now for this next one, I kind of wanted to look a different way. I wanted to be something else. So now I got to find somebody else. It's just
it's a, lot.
A conundrum,
it's
if
a lot.
You will.
So
it's just kind of like one of those things. But I feel like that's really the biggest thing. Everything else was kind of no. Mm-hmm. No, let me think. I got another hiccup.
Oh, come on.
But just making things make sense, I guess, if that makes sense. So for Board in the House, of course, a lot of people played it. I was able to get feedback for that. So it was like, oh, okay, everybody love it. Okay, I'm gonna just keep it the same for the first one. But now it's like, because I want to be more complex, I want to you know, make things more, have more objectives, like make it an actual thing. It's like, okay, do this make sense? Like, we got to play this before.
Yeah,
like,
the whole concept. Exactly. And, you know, a cohesive product just as a board game in itself, because, I'm pretty sure Monopoly wasn't created overnight, or exactly like Sorry or Trouble. Like, exactly. Some of these games are very complicated. Now you have super diverse board games that probably we're not even exposed to. So
No, that's I think one of the biggest blessings too is that I'm surrounded by some real niggas. So it's kind of like, when I'm running back ideas, I'll think it's good, and it's like, okay, I'll run it by them. It's like, okay, I mean, of course you're gonna trust yourself, but I also trust my friends too. Like, do this sound stupid? Do this look dumb?
Some honest feedback,
right? Some honest feedback. Like, they're gonna keep it a buck. Facts. No, don't do that. Yes. It looks a mess. Yes. Like, what are you doing?
Run so it past the that's homies, definitely always.
That's definitely wonderful. One of the good things, but.
Yeah, I'm about to say, speak to one of those good things. What was another thing, even the whole name, I guess kind of the brand you said, kind of, you feel like it fell in your lap. Speak to another one of those feel-good moments where you was like, oh, I should do this. Or, oh, I got something going for myself. Maybe was it this DMs, or did you get the right material? Was it the second game that you rolled out?
I would say from the beginning when I was making them handmade, because they were so, it was like work. Over like 500 people got those board games. And I know 500 people. Right.
For real.
But it was word of mouth. Like, you know, like, it was just spreading. So I think that alone, like, it just be the little things for me. Like, you telling a friend is just enough for me. Like, even like when I do events and stuff, you don't even have to buy anything. If you follow the brand, it's gonna be something to come for everybody. So if you're not gonna buy something today, you're gonna get something one day. But just follow the brand, follow the wave. Yeah. Look, the wave.
Come on, but man. I think that's why we're here.
That was really something that made me feel like, okay, if they buying this and if they fucking with this, if I turn it to something real, they really gonna fuck with it. Then I turn to something real, and they really fucking with
really
it.
Fuck
they
with
really
it.
Fucked with it. You know what? I love everyone. I really do.
It grows better when it's organic. Come on. We love saying that here always, all the time. So this is a beautiful thing. And last but not least, we just have to know, what's next? What can we expect from Briani? What can we expect from Board in the House? What can we expect from the person and the brand that you are?
It's a lot to come. Yeah. We'd be here all day.
It's okay. I'm about to say, you don't gotta expose everything behind the curtains. But what can the people expect?
We are definitely going to have a lot more board games, card games, merch.
Nice.
Tools and fuse.
Yeah, some more events, I'm assuming.
Yes, yes.
A little popping out, trying to get outside, you know, summertime.
More, and I want to be outside. Like, I want y'all to be able to meet me.
Yeah, I think that, that's why we're here. We're trying to show the person behind the brand.
Right, exactly. I think that's important, too. Like, you know, y'all got to be able to meet the person behind the brand. The person behind the brand can be, but fortunately for me, it's one of those things where it's like, if you meet me, you may not. I'm not going to lie. I mean, this is totally off topic. But when I went to the lake to set up, this 80-year-old man bought a Blame It on a Drink. Now, you know, it's none of my business. But who you playing this game with?
Hey.
Come on. So my thing is, it just be the person you meet. Like, he just bought it off the
love. He was just like, yeah.
Right. He like, yeah. You know, and I'm like, yeah.
Right.
You know,
yeah. You know, get you one.
Go ahead and get you one. So that's important. So y'all definitely going to see a lot more of me. A board in the house, but even just personally, like, I plan on doing a lot more skits. Hey. I'm trying to tap into like my little music side.
Oh yeah, we always talk about the skits. I know people been pushing you in that direction a lot.
Yeah, they've been pushing
that
in for years, and I just been put on the back burner. I just been in my way, to be honest. Let's be honest.
Let me know, because I hop on them things. You know, act ass with
you. Well, come on, say less. You know, I love acting ass.
Here. You already know. That's what we here for. We already know.
It's a lot more of me. Thank you.
That's all I could really say. Thank you so much. We could always hear What's the Wave going to continue to support you and what you do.
Yes.
Everything you represent, holding it down for your community, you feel me, your family, and everybody just on your back right now. So we see you working, we see you putting in work. And for here at What's the Wave, we want to show some love to you and everything you got going on. But without further ado, that's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
You feel me? That's
a wrap. I appreciate
you
for having me.
Of course.
It's all swell.
This was swell. Yes, this was wonderful. Once again, like, share, subscribe, tell your auntie, because this is our favorite podcast, not gonna lie. Tune in every Wednesday and go get you a board game. Come on,
pick it up.
Come on, where can they find it?
Boardinthehouse.co. If you in the V, Vallejo, for those who don't know, the homie store, you could pick it up there. You could pick it up at Springs Road through the drive-thru. You don't even have to get out. You know what I mean? Make it convenient
for you.
The one with the cow
on top. The one with the cow. Cow on the top. Come on Springs. There you go.
But yeah, other than that, or you can get it directly from
the one and only.
The one and only.
Thank you all for tuning in, man. We'll see y'all next week. Let's get it.
Exactly.
That's what happened.
We're going to start. And then my birthday coming up. Like,
when's your birthday?
13th.
Oh,
so I'm going to relax.
Baby, let's go. Cancer girl. We're going to get into it now. That's why I knew.
Yes, you know what?
I just thought we were both goofballs. Exactly. I know. I told on my hits like I didn't wreck. Who is next?